Women in Tech, a status update.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. Who is tech? It's a question we'll be asking regularly as we explore diversity in the tech world. Our focus this week is women in tech. And in recent days, some of Silicon Valley's most powerful have been making headlines. The CEO of Hewlett-Packard, Meg Whitman, leading her company's backing of same-sex marriage. Facebook's Sheryl Sandberg has her new book on sparking a social movement in tech. And there's Yahoo's boss, Marissa Meyer's controversial ban on employees working from home. To start the week, Marketplace's Silicon Valley reporter Queena Kim has this overview.
The atrium of the Zynga building in San Francisco is a huge sunlit space. It's filled with ping pong tables, pool tables, arcade games, and right now, a big group of guys is in a fierce foosball match. Zynga is a social gaming company that created Farmville. And I'm here to interview Sukrita Hadoria, a software engineer at Citrix. It's one of the many tech companies renting space here.
They're all guys playing, right?
Why is that?
You know what? I actually don't understand it because I love playing these games.
Hadoria says that if she asked to play, the guys would be cool about it. But let's face it, she's not going to do that. And she can't say exactly why. But when I press her...
I think it's more that no one wants to go in a place where they're a minority.
It's very complex why there aren't more women in industries like tech.
Kelly McAleeny is a professor at UC Berkeley's Haas School of Business. She says while there are exceptions, women in tech aren't facing the kind of overt discrimination of past generations. It's more about attitude, and that's really squishy. McAleeny tells a story about a friend who was applying for a position at a startup. When her friend was asked to submit a salary request, she got this response.
Wow, you're really overvaluing yourself as a female. I'm hopeful, though, because these women are pushing back.
But McAleeny says it's a big job. For example, about 15% of the Fortune 500 companies have a woman on the board.
If you come to Silicon Valley, the number drops to 7%. And we continue to have companies who have zero women in upper management. Apple, they have a management team of 12 individuals, and they are all men.
The absence of women at the top might be discouraging women from entering the field. Kristen Gill is the VP of Business Operations at Google, and she leads a Women at Google group.
In 2000... women made up 29% of the computer science degrees, but by 2009, that number had fallen to less than 21%.
To reverse that trend, Google's been trying to recruit and retain more women. It extended its maternity leave to 5 months and put more women on hiring committees. Gill says having more women in the workplace is about maintaining Google's competitive edge.
If you have a diverse workforce, you're going to be in a better position to come up with innovative solutions. And research shows this.
And innovation is what's made Google a leader, not just in tech, but in business. In San Francisco, I'm Queena Kim for Marketplace.